Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Thank you, and good morning and welcome to the launch event of the Next Generation Rotograph Capability Concept Stage. We will make it short. We will start the ceremony with introductory remarks by the NATO Deputy Secretary General, followed by introductory remarks by the Secretary of State for Defense of the United Kingdom in their role as the lead nation for this project. I will then invite the ministers to sign the documents in front of them before we come to the highlight of today, the trailer for the NGRC concept stage. And now, without further ado, DSG, the floor is yours.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today as we celebrate the launch of the concept stage for the Next Generation Rotorcraft Capability Initiative, the NGRC. I remember the initial signing of the letter of intent in October 2020, which we had to do virtually. So it is my great pleasure to be with you here today, only 19 months later, to mark the first milestone of this very important project. Je voudrais aujourd'hui exprimer ma sincère gratitude au ministre de la Défense de la France, de l'Allemagne, de la Grèce, de l'Italie, des Pays-Bas et le Royaume-Uni. Merci pour votre présence aujourd'hui et pour vos contributions importantes à notre alliance. Let me also warmly welcome Stacey Cummings, the General Manager of the NATO Support and Procurement Agency, the NSPA, will be executing the executing agent for the concept stage. Let me also thank Camille Grand and our Defense Investment Division for the excellent work they are doing, like always. Medium-lift helicopters are a vital part of Allied capabilities and a key enabler for rapid deployment and transport. Our current fleets across the Alliance are a mix of models and designs that date back to the previous century. They will be gradually phased out in the coming decades, some of which are as early as 2035. The Next Generation Rotorcraft project aims to develop and field the next generation of medium-lift helicopters and ensure a seamless transition between the two generations. Over the next 3 years, the concept stage will be crucial to the success of the program. The six allies and the NSPA will work hand-in-hand with industry to identify and evaluate different concepts and approaches for vital parts of the next generation rotorcraft. Technology changes fast, and we cannot let our military capabilities to be left behind. By investing our resources and channeling our development through a multinational framework, we are making sure allies will be equipped for the best available equipment, helping NATO to maintain our technological edge. Developing a capability of this size and importance takes years of meticulous planning and development, and I'm glad to see that the allies are taking the necessary steps to ensure this project keeps pace with the latest in advanced technologies. Allies' investment in 3 years concept stage, a total of 26.7 million euros, highlights their commitment to its success. This demonstrates NATO's ability to respond to identified shortfalls by prioritizing interoperability, efficiency, and innovation. With that, let me finish by wishing you the very best for the continued success of this project. I'm looking forward to seeing it progress in the years to come and to many more similar ceremonies to come as well. Thank you.
Thank you, DSG. And now let me give the floor to our colleague from the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much, and thank you. Good morning to colleagues, and thank you, Deputy Secretary Jen. I think the most important thing in an industrial base is to indicate what the customer wants. To me, it is not about not having competition. It is actually in our ministries, as the customers, being very clear over a period of time about what requirements we would like. And that way industry can invest, and that when it comes to us choosing a range of platforms, there is a genuine competition with genuinely clear options available. I'm in the middle of buying or about to buy a whole new interim set of medium helicopters. I've recently bought over £1.6 billion worth of heavy lift helicopter, where there is almost no choice for heavy lift in the world. It is the outstanding and exceptional Chinook helicopter for our heavy lift is that we have continued to buy. But it would be great if in a few years' time when we make these decisions that industry knows what we would like as requirements and therefore it can invest in its options and opportunities for us so that we all have as ministers genuine choices when it comes to a new medium lift helicopter. And in taking those choices, we can choose to vary our different requirements, supply chain, sovereignty, capabilities, but we're not left in a position where we have no choice or indeed the only person that puts forward an offer is an aircraft that is so over-specified that we can't afford as many as we'd like, or indeed it is under-specced and therefore we have to spend lots of money on bespoke solutions. I think that is ultimately what we should be trying to get to, and I think this is the first stage in finding out what we all would like and then hopefully communicating that to our industries at a time to say, when it comes to choosing, this is what we will all be looking for, and therefore we won't be surprised when hopefully by then countries within NATO, their offering is well informed and we won't have to look elsewhere. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would now invite the ministers to sign the documents in front of them. There is one version in English and one version in French. Now I would invite the NATO Deputy Secretary General, the NSP AGM, and the Minister to quickly get up for a family photo. And this concludes our signing ceremony. Thank you all very much and enjoy the neck.